Hello, everybody. This is Terry Laundry with the midweek update for the 20th of October, Wednesday, 2010. Okay, I have one chart, and then I have some further information on our Parker's sites per our people's requests in the section immediately below. Now let's first take a look at my chart, which is shows the decline has started. If we look down at the blue volume oscillator at the bottom, I have traced out the development of that oscillator cash buildup for a new long bearish T, which would have its low sometime in December. And we see that the breakdown yesterday has brought the oscillator down below the zero line, and it should be headed down to an oversold condition. Strictly speaking, if the cycle that I did earlier on Sunday, which is directly above, does have a cyclical repetition coming out next Monday. So, but you know, that stuff isn't going to really work. It could be earlier, it could be later. So you have to figure out something else, and the best thing to do is just to wait and wait for a few more days to see what's happening. What's going on in the stock market is that the big earnings reports are coming out now, and it seems that every time they come out with something, there's sellers coming, and that's probably because the market is being dominated by traders who sell on the good news, or they sell even harder on bad news. And so by the end of this week, most of that stuff will be out, and we'll probably have this stuff settled out as to what's going on. The T stuff we'll get into further, but what we're doing here is just saying that this you can't rally above this green trend line that I put in. So what you're going to do is get oversold, then you're going to have something like 6 or 7 days down, and then you're going to try and make a rally back up again. So you're going to come out with something near the end of the month, or you're going to come out with another potential top someplace near the end of this month or sometime in the early part of November. And if you look at what happens in the past, you can jiggle that one around and try to get into November. But once the oscillator starts breaking down below the zero line, it's in a deteriorating mode. And we discussed on Sunday a lot of things that were deteriorating relative to the VIX and its companion three-month indicator, showing major complacency. And one of the things that Art Parker has just reintroduced since we had a chance to do that was the double T. And I'm just going to show you here. I drew room in the diagram up at the price index. A double T is basically a cycle inversion concept, which says that if we go back into the early part of this chart here, you see you have two lows, one in late October and one early February. Okay, and if you measure the distance between those two tops and you extend it into the future, you'll end up with a top rather than another bottom. Now, what I did was I did an extrapolation, and I got the flash crash in between. It depends how you're doing the interpretation. What's happening is that you're trying to get a cycle low to come in at the same time, trying to make a top by means of his midpointing with the money flow indicator. Okay, so that's also discussed above. So what you have is that they're trying to crowd a top and a bottom in at the same time. And one thing you just want to remember, that the midpoint idea is very good, because that's definitely an overbought condition. When you midpoint your momentum and then you go an equal amount of time, you're definitely overbought, because you made your peak momentum halfway back, which means that the thing is likely to be running out. We don't know that that's exactly a time symmetrical rule, but in T theory, it's based on time symmetry, so we'll just call it an inverted T, as I did in that discussion. So you take that concept and you just move it over here to the Parker double T number two, and you see that the drop is coming off. Then the question is, when it goes down, where is it going to go? Well, envelope theory provides the best answers for price. You see that what coming up prior to this top, the market was limited by its ability to get above the red channel, which is an upper limit, very much like it did back in the other days, or on the other double, the first double T. Okay, now when it comes down, it should go, the normal correction low is to the middle of the channel. You wouldn't possibly have, in a bull market, a correction that is going to hold usually stops around the midpoint of the channels. So we haven't gotten there yet. So it would seem to be safe to just let the thing go and see what you get down there. If the market is planning to make a dramatic rally to the upside, it'll come off that one fairly fast, and you'll see something that's a nice bounce up. But if you do get down that far, by the time you bounce up, you're generally going to be overbought again, because what's going to happen then, by then the oscillator is going to be down low. When it comes up, it's going to run into trouble at the zero line or some such thing. So there's going to be a lot of problems. Now, in the right below where I'm posting this information this week, I have a statement. If you want to follow Parker's full range of comments and pose questions, do so at either Parker Blog or Parker TW. Parker TW is for Twitter. Okay. Now, there's some people think that they don't have Twitter, so there isn't anything they can do. Parker's blog is like a regular blog, like mine, where you have a series of postings, usually in a journal format in sequence, most recent at the top. Parker TW is the what's being done on Twitter, which many of us don't have, but it's been brought back and it's being journaled into a blog. So you don't have to have Twitter to find out what's going on Twitter. You just go to Parker TW, and now he's giving all the listings of the things that he is putting out. What he's putting out is in that Twitter. If you want to see his demos, you click on the links there, and it'll take you to YouTube, and you'll see all of that stuff. If you want to follow Parker, there's options given for following him, and then you could post a comment to him. And if he wants to answer the question, he's probably like me, that if it looks like it's worth answering, he'll put it in his brain, and someplace along the line, he'll get around to explaining it. Sometimes it'll be the next time, or he may give a response to a comment. But anyway, that's the only way you can find it. They're not going to give you these people don't give you home telephone numbers or where they live or anything like that. But there's usually a way to get the information out there. And those are the two links. The YouTube channel is you'll get there from any of these links. It'll take you to YouTube, and then you can bookmark that on yourself. And that's position sizing. And then you set those up on your browser, and then you just check them out. Okay. Now, if you have a Twitter account, it just comes into you, but that's usually on a cell phone or something like that, and people aren't doing all that. Okay, the final thing that I would point out is that you see the gold came down quite a bit yesterday. However, I have done the GLD and the money flow indicator, and it did make, it's a very strong uptrend, and it did have a peak, one of these mid money flow peaks did occur some time ago. And if you extrapolate the which is basically the rise in the right side of these double T's, that example, gold is going to go up for the long term. Okay, well, we'll check all that stuff, and I'll do it next Sunday. But the suggestion there is that the gold is going to go up while the market's going down to the null deco T in December. Okay, so one would suspect that what the problem is, eventually, when you look at Parker's VIX and the 3-month companion saying that you have you're building a large top phase, the problem is the dollar is going down. It's the motivation to go down, and because the U.S. dollar is, because the gold is quoted in U.S. dollars for our trading purposes in our charts, that means that the gold has to go up. So you can interpret the decline in the market going down to the null echo area as a flight to flight out of the dollar. You can go a lot of places you can go. Okay, one of them is plain commodities. One of them is gold, which is somewhat of a special case. But anything else you could think of, because there's currencies and so forth available. So that winds up my presentation for today, and we'll be back next Sunday. Thank you for checking in. Bye bye.